What do you call those little tomatoes that don't get any bigger and just about this big?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
I don't know why that cherry tomatoes is mentioned so much.
That's a big deal. What do you call those things that have a strong odor and they make...
Onions.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of onions that are skinny and you pull them when they're young? And
shallots.
Okay. And the kind of beans that you don't eat in the pod, what do you have to do to them? Get those little beans out of the pod, you know? You have to... We have to do it to black-eyed peas.
Shell beans. So.
Okay. And what do you call a big, flat, kind of yellowish bean that you don't eat in the pod? You do have to shell them, you know, and they're big like this, kind of light brown or light yellowish. Did you have
beans? We never grew those. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And squash. You squash. Ash potatoes. That's the only things I can remember that we grew in the vegetable line.
If you want me to go to the store and get some lettuce, you'd say, please buy me three
three heads of lettuce.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say heads about children that way instead of about lettuce?
No.
Okay.
It's usually a gang of kids or a gang of children or a group.
Okay.
But I never heard children spoken of as heads.
Okay. What do you call that white stuff that the Japanese and the Chinese eat all the time? They eat it all the time.
Rice?
Okay. And what are some names for non-tax-paid alcohol that people used to make out in the backyard, you know, during Prohibition?
Moonshine.
Okay. Ever heard any other names?
Yes, I've heard quite a few, but I don't know. let's see. Moonshine and let's see. Right good. And,
is rot gut particularly strong, or is it
kind of poison? I mean, it's made with too much lye, where they put lye in the...
Yeah.
And now they tell me that's what it's made out of. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And, I don't know whether I can think of any other... I guess there is a lot of slang names, I'm sure, but maybe I don't know them.
Okay. What's the difference between molasses and cane syrup?
It's all syrup to me, I don't know.
Okay. You might say this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is...
the real thing.
Okay, what's another word for real?
Genuine.
Okay. When sugar used to be, it wasn't prepackaged, but they just weighed it out of the barrel, you know, you'd say it was sold in...
the book.
Okay. And what do you call that sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar in apples or sugar and peaches, and you spread it on toast or in the mornings? What do you call that stuff?
Jam?
Okay.
I'm saying I couldn't think of anything else.
Okay. And what do you keep on the table usually to season food with? A little shaker of
salt, pepper.
Okay. And say there was a bowl of peaches and apples in the kitchen or something, and a child comes in and you offer him a peach and he says, no, I don't want a peach, give me an
apple.
Okay. And you might say to a child, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And you might say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man. What?
Hard on a poor man.
Okay. And if you have a whole bunch of peach trees, you say you have a what?
An orchard.
Okay. And you might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Rich boy.
Okay. And What do you call the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
Pit.
Okay, what do you call the inside of a peach?
Seed.
Okay, and two kinds of peaches, the kind that when you cut it, it just falls away from you.
One's a pear seed and one's a clean.
Yeah, okay. The cling sticks to the seed, right? And then the other one is...
Pear seed slips before you.
Okay. What do you call the part of an apple that you don't eat?
Core.
Okay. And if you cut up pieces of apple and let them dry, then what do you call that?
Dried apples.
Okay. My tape's fixing to run off here.
They're good.
Yeah.